Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. Yeah. This ain't no video game, yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound, so point the arrow now. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Gravity.
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Again.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master. To take a class again, cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man. Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan. And I didn't choose to rap, it just fell into a backup plan. So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, April the 3rd, 2017. And the time is 12 noon, Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sister, got a very, very important topic for you today. I just want to double check and make sure I've been having problems with the sound quality on this particular venue. So I'm just going to ask my beautiful wife to give me a text. Let me know if the sound is okay. And all right, so I got the thumbs up, the all good. She said that the sound quality is all good. So thanks, babe. I mean, I know you're at work, so if you can't listen, I definitely understand. So I want to thank you so much, babe, for letting me know that the sound is okay. All right, so we got a good sound today. So that means we can rock and roll. All right, brothers and sisters. So today we got a very important topic. We want to look at two aspects of this word called service. We want to examine how it's very interesting because not only are we servants, not only are we spirits that are called to serve, we have spirits that are here to serve us. So we want to look at both aspects of service today. We want to talk about how we are spirits of service who are sent into service. And when you look at that, brothers, this is very, to me, this is awesome because not only do we have service, we have spirits that serve us, but we are spirits that serve others. And that's what diakonia means. That's what the niche is. And most people want, myself included, we want results. We want immediate, measurable results. We want our payoff. And we focus on getting results, which is a big mistake. Our focus should be on serving others. Magical, mystical, mind-blowing way of moving through life. Now remember, our payoff is our goal, our service is our role. So if all you focus on is getting paid, or if all you focus on is getting the results, or if all you focus on is getting to the next level, then you're going to miss the forest for the trees. Now let's break this down biblically, or spiritually, or universally. Because this is really important, because this is a mistake that I know I made, even in like relationships. If you focus on getting the girl instead of focusing on servicing the girl, you're going to miss the forest for the trees, or guy for that matter. So it's not about just getting the payoff. What's the payoff? Well, for us men, you know, we want to get them draws. Well, let me rephrase that. You you know, we want to, you know, get into a loving, kind relationship. And at the end of the day, men, women, if y'all don't know, men, we all about, you know, we all about the cookie. I want the cookie. I want the cookie. So therefore, men, in order to get the cookie, you got to forget about the cookie. Now, I know that sounds cray-cray. I understand. However, my brothers and my sisters, in order for you to get to the goal, you have to connect to the role. Now, let's look at the biblical aspects of things first before we move to the biological aspects. Inside of the Helios Biblios, the Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14 says, "Behold, all that are spirits of service who are sent into service for the sale or for the sake of those who are going to inherit life." That, my brothers and sisters, is profound. Because remember, your rewards in life equals your service to others. No service to others, no rewards in life. And if we understand, that is mind-blowing. Because the Creator gave his angels charge over us. So they have, according to Psalms chapter 91, verse 12, they have charge over us, and we have charge over our service. And so it's a service environment that we live in. But most of us never got that message, so most of us are in a take environment. We're not here to serve environment. So therefore, my brothers and my sisters, we kind of, you know, yeah, we miss the forest for the trees. Now, what's really interesting is how all of the emphasis is focused on, like, getting, whether it's, let's say, money. Because everybody want money. I want money. I ain't going to lie. I'm trying to get paid. However, if I spend all my time trying to get paid, that's my payoff, that's my result, I totally forget that the way to get paid is to help somebody else get paid, or to service people, or to provide a product, service, or information. A product, service, or information. That's what the angels are doing for you. Now, you probably don't know this, and I hate to be the bearer of good news, but today I'm going to be the bearer of good news. Contrary to popular belief, you are not designed by the big G to die. Now, I've proven this on multiple occasions, but for someone who is new to my understanding, if you go inside of the Helios Biblios and look up the definition of the word kingdom, or look up the definition of the word above, when Yahushua says, "I am from above, you are from below," or look up the definition of the word I, where Yahushua says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, "The light of the body is the eye. If your eye be single, your whole body shall be filled with light." The Helios Biblia says that. I didn't say it. I'm not making it up. It would be easier if I was making it up. But the kingdom, my brothers and sisters, is the definition of the word. Now, this is the missed story that I talk about a lot. And I may have to do another show to break this down a little further to get you to understand that the Bible says, and let's pull this one up, because you need to understand this, because many of us don't understand that there is a calling on your life to serve. This is not an option. You will not engage in wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship unless you understand service. The sky god, if you want to use that term, now I know that's going to ruffle some feathers. The sky god, according to Greek mythology, is Uranus or Uranus or Uranus. Now we have a chemical or an element that is called or named after that particular entity, the element uranium. Now, uranium was named after the planet Uranus. Uranus is named after heaven, for heaven is called Uranus. Now, I know this may be contrary to your theology. I understand. But unfortunately, you know, brothers and sisters, you know, I'm a didactic teacher. I'm a metaphysician. So I don't deal in hearsay. If the dots don't line up, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. So I got some proof to go with my theology and my biology. So the element uranium was named after the planet Uranus, which is named after the word Uranus, which is where Yahushua said he's from, which is the upper expanse of the north, which is we call heaven, according to the Bible that you read. Now, this was discovered in 1789, and it was classified as what is called a radioactive rare element. So there is no other element on the planet net zero, zip, zada, none, that has the same meaning as the word uranium, except the word I inside of the Helios Biblius. Well, it said, if thine eye be single. Now, you should be saying to yourself, but Brother Will, what the beep does that got to do with service, my brother? What does that got to do with service? I'm trying to get paid, homie. I'm glad you asked. See, everything in the universe is interconnected. The stars, the planets, your physical body, the elements, the earth, the sea, the numbers, the plants, the animals. Everything is connected, brother. Everything is connected. So based upon the Helios Biblius, even the word Helios Biblius, Helios means sun, Biblios means book. You don't even know that you got a book about astrotheology. You don't even know. Well, a lot of us don't. So Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14 is a cookie blower. Because if you know who you are, brothers and sisters, then you carry yourself. Because remember, you cannot be wealthy, you cannot be healthy, you cannot be wise, and you cannot be in a great relationship unless you are authentic. That means you know who you are. Let me stop. Let me calm down. Because Brother Jay Wealth told me, Brother Jasper told me, you know, I got to get out of this preaching stuff. So let me digress a little bit. Not much. I'm sorry, Brother Jay, I got to put a little preaching in it, brother. See, based on the Bible, brothers and sisters, you have to be true to yourself. See, you have been given authority to change your circumstances. But you don't know. So you're walking around and you want somebody else to change your circumstances. The scriptures tell us that we can communicate with angels and that angels are here to serve us. The angels work for me. I don't work for them. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology. At least the Catholic Church, at least they got that much right. The angels work for you, brother. The angels work for you, sister, but you don't know, so you don't use it. So you got $100,000 worth of angel money, so to speak, in the bank. You ain't even make a deposit. I mean, a withdrawal. How about we make a withdrawal today? See, the scriptures tell us that the angels, according to Hebrews, are, well, according to the scriptures I read, in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. So let's break it down, my brothers and my sisters, because now it's time for you to understand and for you to call. Now, I have a book entitled How to Start Your Own Purpose-Based Business. Anybody who emails me today at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com, I'll send you a copy of that book for free today. That's April the 4th. Today is April the 4th. Sorry about that, folks. April the 3rd. I'm a day ahead. April the 3rd of 2017. Copy of the book, again, How to Start Your Own Service-Based Business. I also have the three books that sell going on today and tomorrow. Again, I posted on my Facebook page, posted on YouTube. Each one of these books sell for $199 each. You can have all three books today and tomorrow only for $100. If you want to print copies of these three books, it's $150 again for the printing and then also the cost to mail it to you. Unless you're out of the United States, and then it's going to be charged according to whatever your country postal standard rate is. These three books prove what I'm telling you today, which is that you are designed by God to live forever. Somebody tampered with your DNA. That's the only reason you die, because the telomeres on top of your DNA unravel. Once these knuckleheads figure out how to keep your telomeres attached to your DNA, you will not die. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, I understand. But again, I got a bunch of books, a whole bunch of other people got more books than I got that proves this. Now, they designed, that's why they put fluoride in your water. That's why they put chemtrails in your air, in the air. That's why they got PFCs in the package of fast food restaurants. It's not even in the food. It's in the paper. It's in the cardboard. These are pre-fluorinated carbons. So fluoride, because what is the only thing that destroys what Jesus said in Matthew, which I just read. The only thing that destroys what Jesus said in Matthew, what was it, 6, if that eye be single, the whole body. So they know that. So they got to destroy your eye, your pineal gland. That's the singular. That's the third eye. Everything on earth is designed to attack your pineal gland. Can somebody please explain to me why? Please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. If you can explain to me why everything on earth is designed to destroy your pineal gland, can somebody please explain to me why this is not taught in every school, in every church, in every freaking, in every movie? Well, it's in the movies, but we're not listening. Why is this not taught? Because they don't want you to be of service. See, the only way you can be of service is if you know what the hell to serve. How you going to serve me and you don't even know? Now, you go and you're a waiter, but you ain't called to be a waiter. So you're dropping plates everywhere. You're spilling stuff. You're angry. You're pissed off when you go to work. You're funky. You ain't shaved. You ain't showered. But, you know, hey, that you just got a job. But you're not called. You don't know your calling. You are called to communicate with angels, brother. You're called to communicate with angels, sister. And they're supposed to communicate with you, but you ain't doing it. Because you don't know that you are a God, according to Psalms. I didn't call you a God. Psalms chapter 82, verse 6 called you one. So let's break it down so I don't want y'all getting mad at me. I'm just a messenger. I'm just the angelos. I'm just an angel. I'm a fallen angel, but I'm still an angel because I'm getting ready to go back. I don't know what y'all are going to do. But the way I'm going to go back is I'm not going to go back. I'm going to bring it down here. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This is my home, brother. I ain't going nowhere. I'm bringing the kingdom to me. Now, I know that's contrary to your theology, but let me give you some proof. Psalms chapter 82, verse 6. Psalms chapter 82, verse 6. And I said, ye are gods, and all of you. Now, the word all, again, I'm not the brightest bulb in the pack. But the word all is all inclusive to me. Last time I checked. And all of you are sons of the Most High. How many of us? Okay, only black folks are sons of the Most High. Now, that's not what it said, brother. No, only blonde hair and blue eyed people are sons of the Most High. No, that's not what it said. At least according to the Helios Biblius that I read. No, it says only the freaking, you know, pygmies over in freaking Zimbabwe are sons of the Most High. No, it says the Aborigines over in Australia are sons of the Most High. That's not what it said. It says that all of you are sons of the Most High. Nevertheless, you will die like men, and you will fall like one of the princes. You're not a man, brother. You're not a man, sister, but you're going to die like one. If you act like one, you're going to die like one. You might want to pimp the game. You've been lied to. You've been controlled. John chapter 10, verse 34. John chapter 10, verse 34. Jesus replied unto them. Jesus replied. Now, this is everybody who everybody claimed they worship. So, Jesus said, supposedly it's supposed to mean something. Last I checked. Jesus said, is it not written in your law? I have said you are gods. That's what Jesus said. Okay. What the beep does that mean? Because, I mean, obviously none of us are acting like gods. We're all acting like people because that's what we were told. So let's flip over to Hebrews and let's break this down. Because Hebrews, now we know Hebrews 11, that's the faith chapter. So anytime we need faith, we go to the book of Hebrews. But we're talking about service today. I want to be of service. So first of all, if I put on the mind, according to Philippians 4, if I put on the mind of God, I can have the feelings of God. And I can manifest the behavior of God because God says, be ye perfect, for I am perfect. God says, be ye holy, for I am holy. God said, Yahushua said, the things that I have done, you shall do. So why ain't you doing it, brother? Not your neighbor, not the reverend, not the bishop, you. Your son, your daughter of the Most High. Why aren't you walking in your calling and in your service? You need help. Who's supposed to help you? The angels are supposed to help you, brothers and sisters. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. We start with verse 13. So Hebrews 1:13 tells us, and to which of the angels did God ever say, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet? Now, this is explaining or telling or breaking down something that is the missed story. Now, this is the mystery. There is a mystery. It's the mystery. The word mystery means M-I-S-T, missed story. Mist is water. You're made up of how much water? Yeah, about 60, 80, 90%. Your brain is made up of how much water? Depending on who you talk to. Yeah, about 60, 70, 80%. So this is a story about you, brother. This is a story about you, contrary to popular belief. Now, I'm only talking to people who want to shatter this mindset or this ideal that we're supposed to be broke, busted, and disgusted. I don't know about you. That's not the God I serve. And he gave me help. So I need to make sure that you understand your help that you got. That way you start using them, because right now you're not using them. So to which of the angels did God ever say, because he never said it, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies my footstool? He told that to his son, Yahushua. He didn't tell that to none of his angels. Now that's another study for another time. But are you not the angels, ministering spirits, sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? Now, let's blow some cookies. So the angels, let me read it in the New International Version. It says, all of them are spirits on a divine mission. Their mission is they were sent to serve those who are about to inherit salvation. That would be you, brother. That would be you, sister. So there are angels sent. Matthew chapter 4:11 says it this way. Matthew 4:11 says, and the angels came and they ministered unto him. So angels are designed to come and minister unto you. Psalms chapter 91, verse 11. Psalms chapter 91, verse 11. And he will give his angels charge concerning you, to guard you in all your ways. So the angels, the angelos, which you are a fallen angel, your brothers are here to help you, to elevate you back up. See, right now you're vibrating. A fallen angel just means an angel who's vibrating on a lower level. When you vibrate on a higher level, brothers and sisters, contrary to popular, you transfigure up out of chill. That means you evaporate, you disappear. Now, in the movie Ghost in the Shell, they was basically telling us that. And they're trying to capture these ghosts, which you are, the Holy Ghost, the spiritual ghost, whatever you want to call it. They're trying to capture your spirit, brother. As a matter of fact, they already done it. They're doing a damn good job of it. And they're trying to put you in a box. And they want to keep you in that box. So if you have not seen the movie Ghost in the Shell, you might want to pimp the game. They're trying to tell you. See, they don't hide it anymore. Now, the movie Jupiter Rising or Jupiter Ascending, they just came out. They put Dracos in the movie. They had the dude coming in there. They said that we are here to harvest the freaking earth. Contrary to popular belief, all you are, you're food. Now, let me ask you a question, brother. Now, my wife likes to go fishing. I'm not really a fish or man. I go because my wife likes to go. You know, if I catch something, then I like fishing. If I don't catch nothing, I don't like fishing. I'm sorry. I'm sitting there and I'm like, do-do-do-do. If the fish ain't biting, I'm like, baby, let's go. Now, my wife, she loves fishing. Now, while we fishing for fish, who's fishing for us? Now, I want you to ponder that question, because if you can wrap your brain around that, my brothers and sisters, it'll transform your life. So, fish are in a totally different environment than us, are they not? Fish are made totally different from us, are they not? Fish have a total different world. They're in a total different dimension than us, are they not? and we eat them. So who in a total different dimension than us? Are they not? Who have a total different language than us? Are they not? Who shaped differently? We can't even see them. Can fish see us? No, unless we go down into their environment or we bring them up into our environment. Can we see them? Not according to the electromagnetic spectrum. The electromagnetic spectrum says that we can't see spirits, but they can see us. So the same way you eat fish, fish are food for us. Guess who we eat food for? Now, you need to ponder that question, brothers and sisters, because, again, you don't understand what's going on this dimension. You think that you just here down here for your foe and no more. You think you just here down here to turn over some chairs, or you just here to go to McDonald's, or you just here to no. But you got a mission. You got a purpose. And God sent you some assistance to make sure that you make sure that you fulfill your purpose. But we're not using them. The angels are here to assist us as we assist God. We are God's, we are an individualization of God on earth. Now, I know you don't know what that, well, let me rephrase that. I got some very learned individuals, so you may know what that means. So, are not angels ministering spirits? Yes, they are. Are not angels sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? Yes, they are. So, angels are here to help us. So, who are we supposed to be helping? So, the angels are here to help us, and we are here to help somebody. So he gave his angels charge. Now, charge means strict command. Charge means that they have a command. We call it commandments. They have a command. Their command is to keep us in all our ways. They are to be us, our bodyguard, so to speak. They are to garrison our spirit, our soul, and our body. They are here to protect us in all of our ways. That's what the Bible says. So we know that he gave his angels charge, and they were charged with the safety. That means they are here to guard and secure and to protect us. Now, I'm not no angel worshiper. I'm not telling you to go on and call on, you know, this angel or Mike or like the Catholic Church do. I'm not, you know, advocating that. I'm simply overstanding. It's a general charge, because notice he didn't say the angels by name. If he wants you to call upon the Archangel Michael or Gabriel, he would tell you, call on the Archangel Michael. Call on the Archangel. He said angels. So when I pray, I say, Father, you said that your angels would encamp around about me, that they would protect me. You said that you would make my enemies my footstools. Now, remember, you never pray your words, because God don't honor your word. He on his. So when I pray, I say, Heavenly Father, I know that you sent your angels to encamp around about me. You said in your word that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. You said in your word that you have placed inside of me. You placed this spirit inside of me. I have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in me, the hope of glory. So I know that, again, according to your word. Now you say, God, I mean, I don't know if you know, if you're man enough to hang up to your own word, see, that's how I talk to God. See, I challenge him, because the God that I serve said, hey, try me and see. So I'm not scarred. I know some of y'all might be scarred, but I'm not. So I come boldly to the throne of grace, because that's what it says. And I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread, because I serve the big G, not the little one. And his angels, they work for me. I don't work for them. And so it's very important that you understand that, brothers and sisters. Now, I can go on and on, and I can keep beating this horse if you guys want me to beat it. But I think the horse is beat. So now we've got to flip to the next script. Who are you supposed to be serving? So you got help. Everybody on this call, you got help. First of all, you go to the big G, he'll help you. Everything in the universe is interconnected. So based upon the Bible, the angels have authority over certain things, and that authority, again, they have to assist us while we are assisting God. Notice it says that they are to assist us in our way. Oh, so if I want to get some digits, if I want to go rob a bank, if I want to do some cray-cray stuff, are the angels going to assist me? No. See, you are a servant, and you're here to do a business. You are here, but if you do not, or if you neglect that business, which is your service, which is your body is God's. You should surrender it to God. That is your reasonable service. See, the servants of God, they have charge over us to protect us in the way that we should go. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. See, our job is to walk in the way. That's why I said, you know, it's the person, the place, and the position. The position is your way. But anytime you get out of your way, anytime you get out of your purpose, anytime you say that, hey, you know what, I'm going to do my own thing, well, then you can call the angels all day, every day. They're not going to show up. Because they're here to guard you in your ways or way. Psalms 91, verse 11. He will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. Now, brothers and sisters, your ways, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. Your ways is the ways that God has designed and gifted you to oscillate and vibrate in. Notice what it says in verse 12. First of all, let's go back to verse 10, man. I wish I could read all of Psalms 91, but we gotta get into some meteor issues. Psalms 91, verse 10, no evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. Psalms 91, verse 10, no evil will befall you. Somebody might want to write that down. Y'all going through something? You might when something shows up, you're like, oh, I don't think so. Let me read that. Let's say, according to the Constitution, let's see, Constitution, Section 91, Subsection 10. According to the Constitution, written by, again, the big G, no evil will befall me. So, evil, get thee behind me, for it is written, no evil will befall me. Nor will any plague come near my tent. No plague shall come near my tent. So you got to go to somebody else's house, dog. I'm sorry. Well, I'm not sorry. Take you, all the little imps, y'all suckers go over to the neighbor's house. You're not welcome here. Verse 11, he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. So I say, Father, I thank you for the angelic host, legions of angels, thousands and millions of angels. They're encamped around about my house right now. They stand in guard as I speak. No demons and devils have the right to come into my house because I've anointed this house. I prayed over this house. And the presence of the living God lives in this house. Verse 12, they will bear up my arms. My arms are supported by the angelic host, brothers. My arms are supported by the angelic host, sisters. They are bearing up my arms, that you do not strike your foot against a stone. So that way, as I'm walking through my house, I don't even bump my toe on nothing. Meaning that when I run up against adversity, brothers and sisters, the angels will assist me so I don't strike. I go under it. I go over it. I go through it. I go over it. But they're here to assist us. Verse 13, you will tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent, and you will trample down. Oh, no, the lion and cobra, that's it. No, you will trample them down. Why? Verse 14, Psalms 91. 14, because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on the high because he has known my name. And we can go on and on through Psalms 91, just breaking down all of the good stuff that you have. All you got to do is understand this. You got help. So I tell the Father all the time, Father, let your angels encamp around about me. Let them lead me. Let them go before me. Let them tear down. Let them trample down the young lion and the serpent. Keep them under my foot. He will make my enemy my footstool. Why? Why is the universe going to assist me? Because I'm an individualization of God. God eternal within the body. That's my service. So let's get into the nuts and bolts of that. What does that mean? Since you got all of these great attributes, since God himself gave his angels, and he gave you, according to the scriptures, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you. So his angels are here to keep me, to watch over me, to protect me, to make sure that no harm comes towards me. So I'm going to make sure that I take that, because it's just like, again, if you got an inheritance, but you don't know you got an inheritance, it's just like not having one. So you mean to tell me you can read, but you never, ever pick up a book. You might as well not read. See, the worst mistake you can make is be afraid to make a mistake. I'm not afraid to make a mistake because why? God's angels are encamped around about me. You see, brothers, I'm not trying to go according to Galatians 15, verse 1. Galatians 15, verse 1. Freedom is what we have. Oh, no. That's not what it said. That got to be a misquote. I'm trying to get financial freedom. That's the problem. Yahushua gets really angry. The universe gets really angry. When you ask for shiznits, you already got. Never go to the universe and ask for shiznits you already got. You just basically cursing yourself. King Solomon, he can tell you better than me. Now, Galatians, brothers and sisters, is a very, very interesting book. Because Galatians 5 tells us that we got all this freedom. But I know a lot of black folks and regular folks that they ain't got no freedom. They still waiting for freedom. But I already got freedom because I read the Constitution. In the Constitution, in the book or the section called Galatians, subsection 5, in the Article 1 of section 5, Article 1, it says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand free, then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. So everything that Christ, notice it didn't say Jesus Christ. Now, that's another study for another time. But Jesus is his name. Christ is his title. Certain things is used by, certain things is done because that's his title. That's his service. That's his ministry. Again, the word Christ means the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. So you got an office, and if you're in that office, you got power. If you're not in that office, you ain't got no power. So Christ came that you may have life and life more abundantly. That's called freedom. So why are we burdened down again by the yoke of freedom? I mean by the yoke of slavery. Because we don't know something. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. So Galatians 5, 1 says, it is for freedom that this christened, that the pineal gland and the pituitary gland releases the chemical inside of my brain. That chemical is released so that way I can experience freedom. Now, that's the inside meaning. It has an outside meaning, too. So let me make sure you understand, brothers, because I don't know if you really understand what I just said. Now, remember we was talking about uranium. Now, Ur is where Abraham was from. Was he not? Go to the Helios Biblos, Old Testament read. Abraham was from Ur, U-R. The Hebrew word O-R is the English word U-R and the Chaldean word U-R. Now, Ur is modern-day Iraq. Why did we invade Iraq? I think we invaded Iraq for oil. So why when we went to Iraq, why did we go straight to Saddam's castle? Because underneath Saddam's castle, there was a bunch of artifacts. Why did we loot that first before we secured anything else? Because Saddam was giving to tell somebody some stuff that was going to blow this whole, the synagogue of Satan wide open. Because, again, who was Saddam? Well, you know what? I'm going down another rabbit trail. But Saddam is a descendant of somebody that you might want to know. Pimp the game. What does the name Saddam mean, Saddam? Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying, brothers and sisters, because everything, like the Bible says, is interconnected. Nothing happens by chance. So Chaldea or Chaldean, again, is modern-day Iraq, which means Ur. And the Hebrew, according to the Hebrew, the word Aleph or Aleph and Varash, Aleph Varash, it has the numerical or the gematria value of 207. And you add that up, 2 plus 7, you get 9. The word 9, again, represents humanitarianism. It also represents, again, the birthing or the bringing of judgment. Now, there is an angel, an archangel, which is different, again, from a seraphim or a cherubim, an archangel named Uriel, U-R-I-E-L. He is the angel that is over Uranus, which is the upper expanse of the north, or which is the word R, O-R, O-R, anus. Because you are and O-R are the same in the Hebrew. So every word, every time you see the word heaven in the Bible, is talking about the planet Uranus, or the upper expanse of the north. Now, Uranus is the seventh planet in our solar system. And remember, it's connected to uranium. Do you guys remember what happened in Japan on the nuclear thing that happened in Japan. There was a nuclear reactor that had a meltdown in Japan. And this nuclear reactor that had the meltdown in Japan, I want to say it was in March the 11th, if my date that date stands out. I think it was March the 11th of 2011, if I remember correctly. And even that date is significant, 3/11/11. But don't quote me on that. I didn't pull up my notes because I wasn't really going to talk about that. But I need you to understand. So, Brother Will, why are you saying that? Well, Uriel, the archangel, uranium, every time you see the word heaven. Now, there is two mysteries that you need to know about. The first mystery is your true destiny. That's the mystery. Nobody knows what it is. The second mystery is the mystery of this one word inside the Bible called heaven. That's the mystery. Nobody knows what it is. So without understanding those two mysteries, number one, what is the true destiny of mankind? The true destiny of mankind is for us to grow spirit-ward, not forward, not upward, spirit, W-A-R-D. That's your service. You're here to grow service-wise, or to go spirit-ward, to go toward the spirit. You are here to grow in the spirit. Now, how do you grow in the spirit? The way that you grow in the spirit is through the restoration of the third eye, or the restoration of what Jesus called the eye. Now, Jesus said that a rich man, it is easier for a rich man to go through the eye of a needle than it is for him to enter into heaven, the eye. Now, in all of the movies, you always see women that have their hair over one eye. Because really, the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of Uranus, R-U-A-N-U-S. Now, I'm going to break this down one of these days because what Yahushua said, that the kingdom of Uranus is at hand. Now, the heavens declare the glory of the God, the handiwork. Now, way back in the day, there was these things called cyclops. And I was talking about this yesterday on Facebook. That's why I'm mentioning it today. Now, cyclops, they had one eye in the center of their forehead, because that was the physical representation of a spiritual manifestation. The cyclops is a foreshadowing of the opening of the pineal gland, or the third eye. Because inside of the pineal gland lies what is called a master cell. Don't believe me? Look it up. These are what is called ancestral cells. These are photon physics. Each cell in your eye is pre-programmed and activated inside of your eye. That's what the Bible says. The light of the body is the eye. If your eye be single, your whole body shall be filled with light. That's what it says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22. So what are you here, brother? What is your service? Because that's what today's message is about. Jesus did not say that if your eyes, he says your eye. Well, everybody got two eyes. So which eye, which one, Jesus? The left eye or your right eye? He was talking about your third eye. See, Yahushua was a metaphysician as well. And the light of the body is the eye. Now, there are rods and cones inside of your eye and inside of your pineal gland. In other words, my physical eyeballs, the two eyeballs I got on in my head, There's a third eyeball in my brain that has the exact same biological cells as my physical eyeballs. What? Don't believe me? Look it up. Triple data, look it up. Look up the pineal gland. Do some research on the pineal gland. Why is your pineal gland calcified? And they must keep your pineal gland calcified. That's the only way they can use you and pimp you and get you to work for them instead of working for the big G. Because you don't know. You don't know that you've been called by christened or by Christ or by Christ. He has set you free already, past tense. But we don't know that. So I'm saying all of that. What they got to do with service? So what is your service, brothers? What is your service, sisters? Now, think for a moment. If Christ has set us free and he told us to stand firm in that freedom, what is it that Christ has set us free from? And how did he set us free? And what are we to do with this freedom? I got all this freedom. What am I supposed to do? Go to the strip club and make it rain? Go down and knock out a pint of Jack Daniel? I'm going to go out there in the street and fight? What am I supposed to do with this freedom I got now? So we got all this freedom. And many of us don't know what to do with it. Now, I'm reading from my book, How to Start Your Own Purpose-Based Business. And brothers and sisters, text, and in my book, which a lot of it contains a lot of information from the Bible. So if you really want to know the truth, the Holy Bible is alive and is sharper than any two-edged sword. I'm reading from page 7 of my book. So the Bible leads us, it conforms us, it guides us, it inspires us, it influences us. But many of us don't realize that the Bible is a multidimensional book. So the Bible affects you on multiple dimensions, which you know not of. This is a celestial book. And since this book is celestial and we are terrestrial, we can't understand the book. The Bible says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That word heaven means Uranus. We are finally, after December the 12th, that's where there's a big debate, we have finally entered into the age of O-U-R-A-N-O-S. That is the same word for sky god or heaven in the Greek, in the Hebrew, in the Chaldean, in the Aramaic. All things, all of these things, Jesus spoke in parables to them. And without a parable, he did not speak unto them. Matthew chapter 13, verse 34. Jesus came on the scene at the beginning of the age of Pisces that was symbolized by two fish. That's why all of the symbolization and everything about Jesus has been in, because why? We are in the age, or we were in the age of the two fish. We was in the Piscean age. The Piscean age was the end of a cyclical or a cycle of all of the 12 ages or the 12 cranial nerves, which are the 12 disciples. That means, my brothers and sisters, that we are at the end of, according to or as of January, I'm sorry, December the 12th or December the 21st of 2012. Do you guys remember in 2012 when they were talking about the earth was coming to an end? Everybody was packing up their shiznits and stuff. Do you guys remember that? Because they took what the ancient text says literally. So December the 21st or 2012 is the year of the Lord, according to Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. And that's why Jesus was saying, repent, for the kingdom of Uranus is at hand. Because age or eon, the Piscean age, was coming to an end. And the kingdom of heaven was at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. But the word heaven means Uranus, Uranus, which means Uranus, the planet, which means Uranus, which means uranium. Uranium is the thing that's used for the nuclear age. Every nuclear plant is powered by that element. That element is what is, again, this age is talking about. Repent, for the kingdom of Uranus is at hand. A lot of astro-theological informing. And I mention all of that because this is the age of service. Contrary to popular belief. Because this is the age of the nine. And there are some of us who over, under, understand that a little more than others of us, because we have the nine in our life path, or in our chart, in our number, in our makeup. And that means that you are here to serve, brother. That means that you are here to serve, sister. Because the Piscean Age, which was the end of a 26,000-year cycle. And now Yahushua was warning us and telling us, repent, kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of Uranus was at hand. That means the kingdom of service is at hand. The dark age is over. That word repent means change your mind. It means change or have a paradigm shift. Why y'all think I'm talking so much about paradigms and limiting beliefs and core imprints? Because you got to change. Because the word heaven was changed, in my opinion, on purpose. Because we are out of the water bearer age. And now we're into a new age. That's why some people call it the new age. But you are in the age of service. And this age of service is the age of Uranus. Now, the kingdom of Uranus is at hand. Now, remember, it is the seventh planet. Remember the movie, The Seventh Son? And The Seventh Son, if you have not seen that movie, please go watch that movie, especially if you have the life path number nine inside of your numbers, The Seventh Son. Now, this is very important. In the movie, The Seventh Son, The Seventh Son has special powers, special gifts. The seventh sun represents the seventh planet from the sun. That is the age of Uranus, which in the Bible is O-R, because O-R in Hebrew is U-R in English and in Greek. That is why it's so important to do didactic teaching or didactic study, because then you can't connect the dots. If you can connect the dots, now you know that if you are the seventh sun, that means that if you have the life path nine, or if you got the nine inside of your makeup, that means that the Father sends you. Now, the frequency change in every planetary grade is called planetary retrograde. There are certain people who get deep into this study of retrograde and the frequency and the energy of it. All I'm simply saying to you, brothers and sisters, is if you understand and if you interpret the scientific, the spiritual, the metaphysical implements of this, what this means. This means that you are an individual expression of God incarnate on earth. That's what you are, but you don't know. Since you don't know that you are, now if I go to the ocean and I take a cup and I take a cup of water out of the ocean and I take it home, what do I got in the cup? Is it not ocean water? Come on, somebody, please go with me. Go with me. If I go to the ocean and I take some water out of the ocean, do I not have an individual cup of water from the ocean? So if I go to Yahushua, if I go to the big G, and I take a cup of the big G out, and I take it somewhere else, is it not still the big G? You are an individual cup of the big G. I don't know if you understand. Because if you understood that, brothers and sisters, I don't think you'd be walking around broke, busted, and disgusted. I don't think so. I don't think you'd be walking around crying because, you know, Jim Bob don't like you. I don't think you'd be freaking wasting your time. I would think you'd be living your life on purpose and not on time. You are an individualization of God on earth. Your business, your purpose, your occupation is to establish the economy of heaven on earth. That's Clarinomics. Where the hell do you think I got the word from? I've been studying this for 20 freaking years. There's nobody that can grasp and understand it. Well, I shouldn't say that. There are a few. The Bible, brothers and sisters, is the energetic field that's replacing the electromagnetic field. This extends into the heavens, to the seventh planet. The Bible reveals that the Creator left his field, his Ruach, his Pneuma, his Holy Spirit, and he left a man called Yahushua, who we call Jesus Christ. It is this man that is our roadmap to world health, wisdom, and our freedom. You have been called to live in freedom. Freedom is liberty, brothers and sisters. Freedom is awareness. Freedom is consciousness. Freedom is understanding. Freedom is perception. Freedom is grace. Freedom is mercy. Freedom is love. Freedom is unlimited, unrestricted awareness and perception and sensitivity. You're not free if you don't have those things. Your service, brothers and sisters, you are here to embark upon the process of freeing yourself and freeing others. That is why you are on earth. When you open your pineal gland, when you open your consciousness and your awareness to comprehending the truth of who you really are and what you are really designed to be and to do and how you have been joined together with all of creation. I'm reading this right out of my book, How to Start Your Own Purpose-Based Business. Now, I know people, when they pick up this book, they probably never thought it was me talking about this. They thought it was just some extra. Now, I got all of the basic stuff, you know, how to get your DDA, how you get your EIN, your tax ID number, how to do your website, how to set up that, how to write your business plan, how to write a mission statement. I got all of that, too. But before you do all of that, you need to understand why you're doing it. See, most people do stuff, and they can't tell you why they are doing it. Ask me what I'm doing. I'm going to talk for a whole hour. You can be like, okay, brother, I got it. You can stop talking now. I spent 20 years researching this, brothers and sisters, 20. We are spirits of service who are sent into this earth to be of service, period. That is why you are on earth. That is why you can do this. That's why you got breath. He breathed the breath of life into you. So that way you can be and breathe the breath of life into somebody else. Be honest, brothers and sisters. Accept and take risk. Focus on your purpose. Renew and recommit your relationship with God. Face your fears. Stop running from fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. Use your imagine your imagination. See yourself as the best, not as the worst. Control your fears, brothers. Control your fears, sisters. You are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of God. God don't make junk. We are here to be a service. We are here to establish the kingdom of God on this earth. That's what I'm doing. I'm not going to heaven. I'm bringing heaven. I'm establishing the economy of heaven on earth. That's Clarinomics. We have ended the Piscean Age. Now we're entering into and have entered into a new age. That's why some people call it the New Age. Whether you want to call it that or not, it's totally up to you. The only thing that I'm simply saying, brothers and sisters, is that all of the angelic hosts is following you around, but they cannot interject until you ask them to, until you demand them to. Now, don't get all mystical with it and all this other stuff. Just make sure you understand, because we're not here because the devil wants you to worship the creation instead of the creator. I'm not telling you to come out here and be called on the Archangel Michael and Gabriel and Uriel and stuff. No. I'm simply saying that you need to have a conscious awareness that his angels, he's given his angels charge over you to assist you. And all you got to do is just simply say, Father, let your angels encamp around about me to protect me. That's it. You ain't got to face the sun. You ain't got to say no 15 Hail Marys. You got to freaking throw no salt over your left shoulder. You ain't got to smell no sage. You ain't got to do no mantras. Heavenly Father, let your angels go with me, walk with me, protect me. Your children go to school, Father, let your angels watch over my children. You leaving your house for a week, going on vacation, Father, let your angels watch over my house. Father, let your angels watch over my wife while she's sitting at work. We have this ability, brothers and sisters, and we need to use it. Now, we need to understand that the kingdom of Uranus is at hand, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The ruling planet of the age of Aquarius is Uranus. Uranus has been married to Gaia, which is the earth. Now, I don't want to get into all this mystical astral theology stuff. I don't believe half of it myself. But I do understand the basic energy that is being emitted. That the Greek word for heaven is Uranus, which is translated into English as Uranus, which according to Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, Jesus began to say, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of Uranus is at hand. The original Greek word, my brothers and sisters, that Jesus was saying is the kingdom of Uranus is at hand. That is, again, he is replacing the ruling disposition of this planet that was, again, the water bearer, which was Yahushua. Now that has been replaced as of December the 21st of 2012. Now, the only thing that means for you, brothers and sisters, is to understand that the bridegroom is returning to his bride. That's what that means. The planet Uranus is the son of the sun. And by understanding that, what vibe, what frequency, what wave, what vibration is up on the earth, there is a certain feel that everybody on earth has been elevated. Only the people that are fighting, that are, again, that don't want to be of service, they still in their ego, they still arrogant, they still cocky, they still doing stuff. Again, they are fighting against the frequency, the wave, the move of God. God is moving all of his people to a place of service. We are here to be of service. I'm here to serve you. You're here to serve me. We're here to serve each other in love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. We are spirits of service who are sent here to be of service. Your rewards in life equals your service to others. If you want great rewards, you must administer great service. If you have not, it's because you serve not. Stop serving yourself, brothers. Stop serving yourself, sisters, and start serving others. Last but not least, how do we serve? There's a plethora of ways to serve. And how much time I got, man? I'm already out of time. So I may do a part two tomorrow. There's a million different ways to serve. But at the end of the day, your job is to serve according to your niche. Everybody's a part of the Clarinomics Temple building. That's all we've been talking about is serving. Now that you understand that we are now that the kingdom of God is at hand, you ain't got to go looking for it. It's already here. When you step into purpose, you step into the kingdom. How do you know? Like I'm doing this show right now, time doesn't exist. I've been talking for an hour and 5 minutes. It feels like it's been 5 minutes. That's how you know you just stepped out of mortality. You stepped into immortality. That's what you're supposed to do. There is no time. There is no space. There is no mass or no matter. That's the kingdom. Anytime you do stuff where there is no time, there is no space, there is no mass, you don't matter. It doesn't matter. There is no matter. That's where I'm at right now. I'm in the kingdom right now. Why? Time doesn't exist. I've been talking for an hour for like 5 minutes. Nothing matters right now. You think I'm worried about a light bill? I'm worried about, I got a lot of things I need to do. I need to pay. None of that stuff matters right now. All that stuff is not even in my brain. It's not in my brain right now. Why? I'm in the kingdom. The kingdom is the niche. The kingdom is your service. The kingdom, again, is the upward expanse of the north. That's what Yahushua said. That's what he was trying to get you to have a kingdom mindset. You didn't get to die to go. You can walk into the kingdom right now. It's very important, my brothers and sisters, because to be of service, you got to have that mindset. Otherwise, everybody's going to wait till they die to be of service. When you can be of service right now, you've been called. You've been qualified. You've been sanctified. You've been glorified. You've been set aside to be of service. And you got help because he sent his angels to camp around about you. He gave his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Make sure that you're taking advantage of your heritage and your birthright. This is your birthright. Walk in it. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seize, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.